Andrew Ross, Managing Director at Chaos Theory, has an idea. But before we get to the idea, Andrew, you and I were chatting about this the other night in terms of the events industry, which is deeply at risk. And this is thousands of people who are employed in an industry that requires these events to be going on almost 24/7.
Hi, good evening, Bruce. Absolutely. Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon, but the events industry is populated almost exclusively by small and medium enterprises. It's entrepreneurial. Everybody from the guys running the technical to the guys, you know, operating the cameras and photographing, giving the pretty pictures afterwards. And they've almost single-handedly had this, for want of a better word, this rug ripped out from under them. You know, we literally heard of one company alone that lost, and I'm not going to mention names, you know, over 20 million rands worth of work on one day on Monday, just simply because of this shut down on mass gatherings. And it's really, I can't be polite, decimated the vast majority of suppliers in this one particular industry alone.
So what's the big idea?
So, you know, I think for us, we're an event company as well. We're in the same boat. We've lost massive amounts of business, but we want to do something about it. And I think we definitely want to try and help our supply chain and the suppliers in the industry that have skills but suddenly have, for want of a better word, no events. So, you know, we tied that together with, I think, a very specific need that the marketing industry has right now. And if Andy Rice was here, he could sort of talk about this as well. But, you know, the reality is I don't believe there's a single brand manager in the world that a year ago, 2 months ago, had a brand strategy for their marketing campaign going, if there's a global pandemic, this is the tone of our brand. You know, it didn't exist. We've really entered uncharted territory in terms of brands, in terms of marketing, and in our case, in terms of events. So we tried to tie the two together. We come up with an idea that we really hope is going to give some support to all of these suppliers in the event industry that have suddenly had their order books wiped clean.
I mean, the idea is to at least in the beginning, for IMC, International Marketing Council, the ticket holders, you know, charge people to come on and to participate in this discussion. That money then divvied up between people who provide their skills for nothing in this particular process to show how it works and how effective it can be. Because to my point in the introduction, and that is, you know, managing teams in a cohesive fashion, even when everyone is at the office, is nigh impossible. It becomes quadruply impossible when nobody's seeing each other face to face at all, and there's no water cooler chat, there's no, you know, lunch breaks, there's no smoke breaks, nothing.
Absolutely. So I'll cut to the chase. Here's the idea. We've got a bunch of marketing professionals in the country, and this is my shout out to big corporates. Literally, we need their support for this to work. But we've got a bunch of marketing professionals, frankly, working at the dining room tables right now because everyone's working off satellite remote facilities. We want to create a series of panel discussions, and we have the first one already set up. It's going to happen next Thursday. It's going to be online access only. It's called Going Viral, Marketing in a Pandemic.
Nice.
And, you know, I should be in marketing. And we've managed in the space of 24 hours to put together what I believe is a significant panel in terms of the clout and weight behind the marketing industry. We've got Mark Sharman from he's owner of Retroviral, Musa Kalenga, the chief future officer of Brave Group, Nia McKenna, the chief strategy officer of Ogilvy SA, Mike Middleton, the managing director of WPP Liquid. This is agency group agnostic. This is a problem that every brand in the country is facing. And what we're going to do is that we're going to put these brilliant minds together in a room. We're going to stream a panel discussion around how brands should be evolving in this totally uncharted territory. We're asking corporates to pay to access this panel discussion next Thursday, and all of the funds that we generate from the corporates accessing this panel discussion is going to the service providers who should have been doing events all of next week and the week after, the week after, the week after, and instead they're going to get some money to help hopefully keep their staff salaried, to hopefully help keep their companies going for the foreseeable future. And we have a series of three of these panel discussions currently set up, and hopefully with corporate buy-in we can do more of these and genuinely start discussions around how the marketing industry can cope with this, and in the same breath really support an industry that right now is looking at a blank order sheet going, we don't know how we're going to make ends meet.
This isn't as altruistic as you suggest. I mean, this is not about supporting an industry. This is about ensuring there is an industry to run your events once the crisis passes. Because in real terms, I mean, once the worst of the crisis is over and people do go back to work and it is time to reignite teams going and get conferences going, if the industry has gone machula in the meantime, then, well, you're going to have to do it yourself. And companies aren't particularly, you know, it's not their strong point.
Bruce, one of our suppliers is a very well respected business. They've done nothing wrong, for want of a better word. And the owner of that business has no idea how he's going to pay his school fees in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's the reality of what we're facing. So if we can do something that marries both a need for the marketing industry and a genuine ability for these suppliers who are suddenly sitting with full warehouses of equipment and zero ability to use it, let's do it. But, and I did say this, we really, really need corporate support. We want the money they've saved and actually buy tickets to this.
One contact point for you, Andrew?
So I suggest they go to a website called connect.co.za. We've got a splash page there where they can email me directly and we'll give them all the info on how to buy tickets. The first conference is next Thursday, online only, panel discussion, great content. And let's try and do something to get this industry back on its feet. You know, the only other thing I can say to all the corporates out there, you know, do something. If you've got suppliers on your books, pay them a deposit now for an event that might happen in the future. I don't think people realize the absolute devastation that this has caused to a lot of small businesses out there. If you've got a photographer that you've been using for 5 years in your corporate events, pay them in advance for 5 events coming up before the end of the year. If you've got a supplier that is that you're technical for the last 5 years, those guys have got staff, they've got trucks, they've got warehouses, pay them in advance for 5 events to the end of the year. I cannot stress enough how I don't think the big corporates understand this entire support industry that's really supported them has really taken a knock on this. And from our side, we hope that if you go to connect.co.za, book tickets for this conference, we're going to do this as long as corporates support it. If we go for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, every week will be a different set of suppliers earning money off
that conference.
Andrew,
spell the website address. Sorry, the line quality isn't good.
Connects, connext.co.za.
Connects. Okay, gotcha.
Connects. Bruce, I'm also going to send you send that on Twitter if you don't mind. It's a little banner. I've got all the details on it as well. Really want to do something for this industry.
Andrew Ross, thank you. Managing Director at Chaos Theory. In Chaos, find solutions. Thank you, Andrew Ross.